8 early morning at Olusheke village of Suswa, Narok County. Women of this village are celebrating a newborn baby girl, courtesy of one traditional birth attendant who helped to deliver her. Her house is not far away from here. Here she is. Mary is a second mother to almost all sons and daughters of this village who are aged below 30 years. The youngest of them was born just a few hours ago. Mary helped me to deliver and it was safe without any complications. She never demands for cash. Her midwifery services are free of charge. I only assist them. They usually don't give me money. This job is for free. She wants her calling to midwifery more than 30 years ago to take a professional angle. Her services are inevitable in this remote village where women prefer giving birth at home. According to the Kenya Demographic Health Survey report of the year 2010, for every 200 women delivering in Kenya, one of them dies, and most of these deaths occur in the hands of unqualified midwives. For the meantime, Mary is a crusader against giving birth at home. She also campaigns against mother-to-child transmission of HIV and AIDS. I lead other women in testing and knowing their HIV status. I usually target pregnant women. I ensure they give birth in hospitals. This motivates her to encourage more and more of them to go to hospital and deliver there. But because of resistance from locals, she wants lessons on conventional midwifery. If I could be trained, I can do a lot in terms of saving mothers by telling them to embrace professional maternity services. She says what she needs most are hand gloves. This is a razor blade and a glove. They are my tools. I wish doctors helped me to get them regularly. I don't know where they are sold. Yes, those are the tools that will bring forth another expected life in the village. This report was compiled by Stanley Ongwae.